Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They've helped provide light, comfort, and connection in our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is here to help online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. Major Michael Knott joins us in studio from the Salvation Army today. And, you know, I always go back to thinking about the holiday season being busy, but there's not a busy time for you and Mrs. Major at the Army.
Well, we like to be at the table when conversations about just what services are needing that we need to kind of look at and see if we're able to kind of help that aren't getting met. And so being around the table in that conversation is always helpful. And so that just puts a lot of your day is meetings, meetings. And then, you know, the other work doesn't stop. So you kind of, how do you figure that in? So there's not enough time in the day to do everything. So, you know, it's kind of like a 24/7 job. If you can't get it done, then you're taking it home with you and you're staying up late at night. So,
yeah, yeah. I can only imagine. I mean, and the need is great, and how can you have the biggest impact? And, you know, one thing that I think that has been really good about this community is we do have some collaborations, and at least, I mean, that may entail being in a meeting, but at least there are people talking about how can we meet the needs, because it's more than one agency doing this or that instead of duplicating services. I mean, I think that's important to help streamline what you all do and offer even.
Yeah, we're all involved in the community council and the COC, and it's just starting to evolve. And we've really kicked off our coordinated entry with meeting with all the agencies that Ms. Major's just been totally involved in. And it's a process. And so, you know, there's going to be tweaking going on. So it's not a perfect system right off the bat. So hopefully by in a year's time, we'll have it kind of systematically done. So we're finding out things that kind of need to be discussed and things. But
yeah.
But it's also getting the word out for
sure.
The community who may see somebody on the street that's homeless. And the expectation is just not immediate bed. We want to do that access registration, Rutherford County, to get the whole detail. And so right now at this point, it's a one-on-one, set an appointment, coming in and meeting with one of our team members or the other agencies that are on that coordinated entry. So if they do it somewhere else, doesn't mean that they get duplicated again. It's just a kind of referral that the paperwork is done, and then we can do our process internally, what we have to do to get them into our shelter.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, honestly, maybe the Salvation Army shelter isn't the right fit, or you're not equipped to handle what that person needs, but someone else is. And so that's kind of the reason for this type of entry system.
Right. It really engages them to start getting the assistance that they may not be aware about. They may think the bed is the most important thing at that point in time, but there's other needs that they may not we may not be aware of until after the fact. So doing this access registration, it kind of gives the coordinated entry an overall view and can get that person kind of already immediately while they're maybe waiting for that bed to get the assistance that they need right away.
Right. So. And this is, how long has this been a part of the process?
We just started last month, February.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that you're still working out some kinks point. Yeah. And so, you know, in the long run, obviously the feeling is this is going to be the best to help those people who really need it.
Yeah. It's not just the process, but it's also getting your team and those that are say, yes, want the system to work. So they're going to have to rethink things and be able to, you know, that's the process. It's not like the old way anymore. It's more, how do you say, respectful?
Mm-hmm.
Not that we weren't. It was just, it seems more kind of, this is a system. So trying to get the word out again to The community, those that kind of see that option, that we are doing what we can, but we're trying to fine-tune it to where, you know, it's not a waste of their time when you come. Getting registered is the first step.
Sure.
And then from that point, you start getting the need, the systems and the needs that you need.
Well, I mean, it helps that person in the long run, because, you know, you don't go to agency A and fill out all the paperwork and then it's, well, this isn't the right fit, so go here, and then you have to do the whole process over again.
Right.
So that is big to help.
And Charity Tracker really does. So that's really the first thing that everybody looks at is, you know, what have you, you know, are you in the system? If not, then we put you in the system. But we also do the access registration to add more in-depth detail. So maybe they're not a fit here, or maybe they go to community helpers or whoever else is doing that assessment. We can still look online that it's been done, so we're not having to duplicate mm-hmm. that, and then be able to, okay, you've been referred to us, and we have some internal documentation that we need to do.
Major Michael Knott is with us today of the Salvation Army. You mentioned an acronym, COC. What is COC?
Community.
Is that the continuum of care?
Continuum of care, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, had it blanked.
too many C's. Community, yeah, no. Continuum. And kind of maybe give us a brief description of what that is and how that works.
So it's just the agencies that are providing services that they kind of just talk through. You know, one time it was, it could be like domestic violence, Doors of Hope, Stepping Stone, Journey Home. So the agencies around the table and talking about, you know, so we're kind of talking to one another.
Sure.
To how to work out things. So when the funding comes, you know, what are you doing and what am I doing? And if you're going to apply for it, then, you know, if you're doing utilities, then I'm going to go after shelter support. If you're doing nothing but administration, then I'm going to go after utilities and rent. So it's kind of having that good discussion. Now, after that, it just moves forward with whatever agency feels like they need to draw and
sure.
continue to keep their heads above water.
Well, and that also is another way to help keep a duplication of services mm-hmm. down. Mm-hmm. So not to say that you might not get the same service or similar from another agency, but you know the effort is there.
Yeah, for instance, like Barnabas Vision, they may have utility and rent, so we may not receive that. I mean, we apply for it, maybe not, but yet we know we can refer them
sure.
to there mm-hmm. To cut the process, to have them, as we talked previously, to go from this place to this place. Well, okay, I'm wasting gas to go in a runny to go directly to you. For sure, know who has utility and rent,
and then for you to know where to tell someone who comes in and ask you for help where yeah. to go.
Yeah, it's just like even Co-Patrol. It's like we know when the temperature drops, then it's open, and but they're real good about letting us know when they're open and not. So we do still have some cold weather left.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are really getting in the mood to plan. It's kind of like, hold off. But anyway, yeah.
You were also talking to me about getting ahead. What is that?
It's a passion that Miss Major was had the opportunity to get trained in. It's Bridge Out of Poverty. It's not a program of the Salvation Army. It's just out there. And it really... talks, it's really a class that's about getting ahead in a just getting by world. And so individuals are identified in previous appointments that we have that, and it could be through the churches. You know, I really feel getting ahead would be beneficial for this person because they're doing the same thing over and expecting the different results. And so there's an interview process that has gone through. But this year, Tricia and two other agencies, and I can't recall the other two, forgive me, put in for United Way for a collaboration grant. And so they received it. And so the 12th of February is when we started the class. And so they have 14 individuals who are attending the class. And it's for 14 to 16 weeks. They meet every Monday from 5:30 to 8:30. And so a meal's provided and we take the barrier away from, okay, well, I don't have child care. We provide that for them. I don't have transportation. We make sure that you're there at the class, and we want you totally engaged. And so just observing what Ms. Major and the other two agencies are doing, it's a great thing, because you have 14 individuals who know you don't know at all. And after a few days, you start seeing that bonding and unity. So you're creating something that they, when the class is over and they graduate out of the class, they still have that connection,
mm-hmm.
That they can call and talk through things. And so it's more of a conversational training. It's not that Tricia and the other two are leading. They're kind of, advocating, maybe that is, they're really, the conversation is really led by the residents, the people that are there in the class. So it's a question that I ask, and then the conversation starts.
Okay.
They kind of just guide the meeting, not really lecture type deal. And so it's been a cool deal, and really they receive just a gift for the attendance, so you have to be there. And then they receive a gift to say, you know, this is just a gift card for a little amount, but we want to let you know that your time is valued. And so, you know, $20-$25 and you go 16 weeks, that's money that you wouldn't have.
Sure.
In the first place. And plus you're getting a lot more out of it. And so
it's about changing your future.
Yeah. And even after the first couple of days of classes, a couple of weeks of classes, she's already said that they have almost enough that want to start another class. And so she's kind of looking at that to see if the other agencies that are collaborating want to do it again.
Mm-hmm. And you're creating community there, and a group of people who hopefully are lifelong friends and that can really kind of work together.
Yeah, and it's really addressing and understanding what generational poverty is. And so there is three levels to it. There's the low, medium, and high. And if you're in the low or the medium, you know, medium is real like middle class. And so approaching it as we do in the middle class is, I know what's best for you, so I'm going to fix it. Well, you don't know if I'm in low generational poverty, that's maybe what you think. But my idea, for example, maybe a kid was at school, and this is a true illustration. There was a kid at school, and the teacher found out that they didn't have a refrigerator. And so she got with other teachers, and they bought her family a refrigerator. Well, it just happened that he was gone for the next 2 weeks. Came back and said, is everything all right? Oh, yeah. We went to Disneyland because we sold your refrigerator, because it was immediate need.
Mm-hmm.
I got this opportunity to do something that I'll never have, so I'm going to sell what's been given to me to go to Disney World, because I'll never get to go again. So low generation poverty, they live in the moment. And middle is like, we know what's best for you, going to fix it. Well, it doesn't always work. And then, you know, high is those, that realm of influence that you really can't be in that conversation unless you're invited into that. And so those that maybe have the resources and stuff and that. So trying to get that dynamic in the classroom. But then really the first half of it is really understanding what generational poverty is. And the last half of it is really more focused on self. You know, you need some good, where is your dream? And so you figure out your dream, and then you figure out how to get that dream, and you try to walk them back to where they are right now. And so when you do that, you're on the same conversation at the table. You're not across from the table from me and me giving you what you should be doing. I'm giving you're now decided two options. If you do this, this gets you closer to your dream. If you do this, you're not going anywhere. And so instead of us putting a Band-Aid on it, it's really putting it back in those that are needing resources and needs to do that.
Yeah. So this is, I guess, in all intents and purposes, a pilot project kind of thing here locally then.
Yes.
So and hopefully that's going to continue after this round of with this group.
Well,
maybe.
I hope so. I know it was something that was introduced to United Way, and I know they're going through training right now, but Miss Major has been doing it in all the other appointments, and she just loves the class and seeing the transformation, and she just has stories even of all the times she's done it in the past other appointments that people are still thankful for that.
Well, hopefully a lasting impact here on the community.
Because it's a conversation between the gaps.
Sure.
So if I'm in lower generational and I'm needing help, when I go in to seek help at Department of Health, I have to talk the lingo to understand. Because if I go in and approach it in what I approach in my world, you're not going to get services. It's going to get escalated. You're going to have an attitude, and you're not going to get the needs, because no one wants to be, you know, disrespected or misunderstood. We're here to help you, but we won't be talked to in that way. And it's the same way through the middle to high type deals.
Right. Well, very interesting conversation today, Major. I appreciate you coming in. And,
thank you.
You know, anytime we can help spread the word. Also, Salvation Army has a website. Just search for Salvation Army Murfreesboro, and you'll find their website with resources there. And if you've got questions and want to reach out, you can find it all there on their website. And the podcast of this show at WGNSradio.com under podcast, and the show Rutherford Issues. Thanks for joining us here today, and we'll be back here tomorrow for another show. Have a great day, everybody.